BBC News, I'm John Shea. President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, has told the Senate confirmation hearing that she will approach cases based on the law, not on her personal values. Mrs. Barrett, a devout Roman Catholic and staunch conservative, told the Judiciary Committee a judge must apply the law as it's written. Democrats have argued that her appointment would threaten the Obama-era Affordable Care Act. Facebook says it will ban any content that denies or distorts the Holocaust in an update to its policy on hate speech. The head of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, said he'd struggled with the tension between free expression and the harm caused by Holocaust denial. A man has been shot dead by police in the Nigerian city of Lagos as protests continue against police brutality in the country. The police are reporting that an officer was also killed. There have been more protests in Belarus, despite a government warning that police have been authorised to use lethal force if necessary. The Deputy Interior Minister said the anti-government protests had become radicalised. The Czech Republic has announced the closure of all restaurants and bars from Wednesday to curb Europe's highest coronavirus infection rate. Most schools will move to online learning. The government has warned that without the new measures, hospital capacity could run out. Police in Pakistan say they've arrested the main suspect in a high-profile gang rape, which led to widespread protests about sexual violence. They say the accused man had been in hiding since the attack last month. And the largest ever science expedition to the Arctic has completed its journey, with the Polar Stern research vessel arriving back to its home port in Germany. The ship spent a year in the polar north, drifting with the sea ice to study the changing Arctic climate. Researchers said ice sheets had completely disappeared, even at the North Pole. On his return, the leader of the expedition, Marcus Rex, warned that the sea ice was dying. BBC News.